Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. In this podcast, review author Jan Verbakel talks with first author Liselotte de Rop, PhD candidate of the KU Leuven in Belgium, who is involved in COVID-19 research, about their August 2024 review of the accuracy of routine laboratory tests to predict mortality and deterioration for patients with severe or critical COVID-19.
Hello, Liselotte.
Hi, Jan.
So we're sitting here today to discuss our review about the accuracy of routine laboratory tests to predict mortality and deterioration to severe or critical COVID-19 disease. First, could you tell us about routine laboratory tests? What are they and why do we do them?
Yes, of course. So routine laboratory tests are a set of commonly performed blood tests that provide information about a patient's health status. They can be used, for example, to identify disease or to monitor health in a patient.
So why is it important to have a review about the accuracy of these types of tests to predict mortality and deterioration in people with SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19 disease?
So many people with SARS-CoV-2 will only have mild disease, but it's crucial that we can identify those people at high risk of developing severe COVID-19, or that we, among those people who already present with severe COVID-19, that we can identify those patients who might die because of the disease. This can help doctors decide who needs to be admitted at a hospital or who can be treated safely at home. Therefore, in a review, we wanted to see if routine laboratory tests are sufficiently accurate to help with this. We wanted to know if the tests can predict mortality and deterioration, meaning worsening of the disease, in patients with confirmed SARS-CoV-2.
And what types of evidence were we looking for and what did we find?
So the outcomes of interest in our review were, on the one hand, deaths in patients with SARS-CoV-2, and on the other hand, deterioration from mild or moderate disease to severe or critical COVID-19. We had hoped to look at laboratory tests done both within and outside the hospital setting, but we found only studies that were done in the hospital. However, even then, we identified a total of 64 studies with data from more than 71,000 patients involving 53 different routine laboratory tests, which required a large amount of careful analysis given the sheer volume of our data.
And can you tell a bit more about what these analyses now tell us?
So we assessed the performance of the laboratory test by looking at the sensitivity and the specificity. The closer these two are to 100%, the more reliable a test will be. We found 5 tests with both sensitivity and specificity over 50%. 4 of these tests, C-reactive protein, neutrophil to lymphocyte ratio, lymphocyte count, and lactate dehydrogenase, suggest an important inflammatory reaction during a SARS-CoV-2 infection. This can reflect impaired immune response and tissue damage. The 5th test, D-dimer, reveals a state of increased blood clotting seen in COVID-19 patients.
Okay. And what about safety? Might the test give us a false sense of how well a patient might do?
So yes, that's very important. When we want to safely rule out patients who will not die or deteriorate, we need a high sensitivity, for example, above 90%. However, within our review, we did not find any tests that were reliable enough to single-handedly safely rule out a severe outcome.
And overall, what's the take-home message about using routine laboratory tests to predict mortality and deterioration in COVID-19 patients?
On the positive side, routine laboratory tests linked to inflammation and blood clotting in patients with COVID-19 disease can be used to assess the risk that a patient will deteriorate towards an adverse outcome. However, none of the tests performed well enough to safely rule out progression to severe or deadly disease. Therefore, although using these tests might help assess the overall health status of a patient, predicting deterioration or mortality requires a more comprehensive assessment. So it's important to also include clinical signs and symptoms, radiological findings, and patient's characteristics.
Thanks, Liselotte. If people would like to read this review, how can they get hold of it?
Yeah, thanks, Jan. So the review is available online. If people go to cochranelibrary.com and type routine laboratory tests to predict severe COVID-19 in a search box, they will see a link to our review and then they can dive into the topic.